Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio with Heather Wagenhals. I am she, your hostess with a financial mostess, guiding you through the murky money waters unto the promised land of wealth and happiness, helping you get your money mind right so that wealth and happiness can follow. And we do that each and every week right here at unlockyourwealthradio.com. We are so glad to have you. We are beginning our fifth key in our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series this week, and that is take emotion out of the picture. And in this episode, we are going to learn how that we can keep our passions in perspective when we make financial decisions. Also coming up on today's show, we have special guest FamZoo.com creator Bill Dwight joining us to talk about kids and money management tools that you can use to help teach them how to be good stewards financially so they won't have a need for this radio show when they get older. So that's one of the things that I'm trying to create, obsolescence with my radio show by sharing how we get our money minds right. And we do that each and every week with our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series. And for those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast. We're so glad to have you. The Keys to Riches is simply a baker's dozen of financial concepts that I design to help you get out of your own way when it comes to managing your money. And we're going to learn more about this week's key and how it fits into the bigger picture, and specifically why this key is so important to you. Because as we say at the beginning of our show, it's about getting your money mind right. And why do we say that? Well, it's simple. It's because we all know to spend less and save more, but we don't. And why is that? Because when we say it's all about the money, it's actually not about the money. And we're going to learn about that today and how emotions are connected and how we can work to overcome those. And so we'll do that on today's show. I'm so excited. But let's get to our guest, shall we? The FamZoo website is pretty amazing. And Bill Dwight created this website because of a personal need. A father of five was looking for a way to teach his kids about money, and he designed this really incredible way to do that. But I'm going to let him tell you about that because his story is so unique. And I really haven't featured a whole lot of money management tools. We've had Sharon Lecter on with her Kidpreneur program. But how do we take whatever we decide as our money teaching tools for our kids and translate that into something that's simple and easy for us to implement that we can be, the key, consistent with? Because consistency in our children is super important because they're hawks and they will hold you accountable. And all you have to do is goof up once with a kid and they will be all over you. "But Mom, you said," or "Dad, you said." And all it takes is one time to make a mistake. And if you're too tired or too busy or your system for teaching kids is too complex, you're going to get hung up in that. And so I am so excited to have a conversation with Bill Dwight. So let's get started, shall we? Okay, let me see if I can push the right button. Bill, are you there?
Welcome to the show, Bill.
Hi, Heather. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to have you on the show today because one of the things that is so important to me is the right programming. And for those who are regular listeners, understand this all too well because they're busy, you know, smacking their forehead. If only my parents would have programmed me right. Because what they find out when they start the process of financial literacy, but it's more than just financial literacy. It's about health and wellness, like mentally and physically. and they realize that a lot of the things that they do are just simple little injunctions that seemed innocuous at the time as a child that have deeper ramifications. And you have one of the neatest solutions I have seen so far regarding educating children.
Well, thank you. I mean, you have this quote on your about page where you say, knowledge is superfluous without application. And I think that's so relevant here because kids really need to practice personal finance to get these habits down. And, you know, when my wife and I have five children, so we've kind of been through this a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were really struggling to find something that would allow kids to practice personal finance on a regular basis versus just talking to them about it, or a piggy bank kind of runs out of steam really quick. I mean, kids are super smart, and they catch on really quickly, and they can really deal with a lot of, you know, pretty sophisticated financial concepts, but banking products really aren't appropriate for them because they're not there to help you make mistakes. They profit from mistakes. So that's kind of how FAMZOO came about. Was my quest to find something I could use with my kids. It became a lot of hands-on practice.
Yeah, you know, when I was young, I had my own little business. And so I did have a checking account for my lawn mowing service, and I had Holly Hobby checks.
But that's awesome.
All I wanted to do was write them, though, you know. And my mother kind of ultimately controlled the purse strings on that because I was a familial contributor as a child. So I had an unusual financial experience. But for kids that come up with parents that maybe didn't have stuff and, you know, they want to give their kids the world, they want to make it easy on their kids, it's not always the answer. And sometimes lifestyle, just, you know, these middle class and moderately affluent lifestyles just don't permit the opportunity to teach kids about personal finance. How does FAMZOO work?
Well, the way it works is, basically, the parent sets up a bank. So from the kid's perspective, they have an online bank that mom and dad are the bankers. And it sounds a little complicated, but actually the whole point is to make it really super simple. So from the kid's perspective, they have an online bank account, which shows them their balance, how much they can spend or how much they've saved or whatever. And then the parents are the ones that are, you know, putting the deposits in. Whether it's allowance or chores or work outside the home or, you know, to me, the really important thing is that a kid has some money that they're making spending decisions over. There's lots of interesting discussion about, you know, do you do allowance, do you do chores or whatever. We support any of those models that are appropriate. You know, you decide for your family what's appropriate. But the key thing is the child is deciding whether or not to spend or purchase something using their own money and living with the ramifications of those decisions. That's such important practice. They need to make mistakes, you know, early on.
Yes, you know, I think about that the motto of fail early and fail often in order to get your feet underneath you, and I like that it allows them to do that. When you first started this, what was family's initial responses to the website? I know you're an award winner. You've gotten Finovate Best of Show. What was the initial response from parents when you started your website?
Well, it's kind of a new, you know, we're really a pioneer in this area, so the concept was kind of new. So often the response was, I don't totally get it, you know, walk me through it. And so, you know, so when we walk people through it and say, oh, see, like, your little kid finds a quarter in the sofa because, you know, the 49ers finally won and some change fell out of your pocket, they can bring it to you and say, Dad, you know, put this in FAMZOO for me. So I, being the banker, I take that quarter and I credit their account. And so the kid gets used to managing their money as a number, as a balance on the website. And then when we're at the store and your kid's at the checkout stand and thinking, I'd really like those jelly beans or that gum or whatever, they'll, instead of just nagging you and screaming and crying about it, they'll say, you know, what's my current balance in my account, right? And you whip out your cell phone and check it and say, oh, you know, you have $3.50. And then they decide whether they want to make that purchase. And after they make the purchase, you debit the account accordingly. right? So this works really well with young kids who don't necessarily have their own debit card or whatever. They might not be ready for that. And then we use technology to all make this super simple and engaging for the kids. So that's the key thing. I mean, kids are really wired up really young these days. And so, there's this opportunity now to use mobile and web technology to make it super, super simple for parents who are insanely busy, right, to run a little more systematic online bank for their kids and not be so ad hoc with money with their kids.
I think that you are totally going in the right direction with the technology idea, and I have some more questions for you about the technology angle, but first we need to hear a word from our sponsors. You are listening to Bill Dwight on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and we'll be right back with more coming up after this.
USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twoforthroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95. at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Bill Dwight on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and fanzoo.com is who we're talking about, or specifically what we're talking about on today's show. And Bill, I think that you brought up such a great point about being at the checkout and having the phone app there to be able to check the child's balance, because one thing that I noticed, and I was having a conversation about a financial literacy program I'm facilitating for another organization, is that they said that they were sitting there with their grandchild, and they were talking about money and something that cost, and the kid wanted to go do something, and they said to the grandparents, well, just go to the machine that spits out the money. And, you know, we get hung up in teaching our kids about dollars and cents and the physical paper sense, but our children aren't growing up in a paper money world.
Yeah, and parents have this interesting fear that if they don't use real coins and real dollars, or physical, physical coins and dollars, that their kids aren't going to get it. And in fact, I think the important thing is that kids understand that a balance, an online balance, is a real sum. Because this is how, you know, young adults and kids get themselves into real trouble. They don't perceive that as real. And so the neat thing about a program like FAMZOO is that kids get in the habit of online banking and electronic money and realizing that that's real money, making real purchases, has real impact on sort of their overall net worth. And they're basically getting a primer for online banking and electronic purchasing world through the product.
Yeah, I really like that aspect about what you've done, because when we get taught with paper money, that's precisely why casinos give you chips instead of money.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, the paper is fine. That's just like I carry around a wallet that has paper currency in it, but I also have a bank account. So they need to look at the whole picture. You know, why would we just show them part of the picture? And kids are very savvy. I just had a conversation on the way to school with my 10-year-old just last week about how a credit card works, you know, and they can get all these concepts. They're like, you know, Dad, why does the noodle shop only accept cash, you know? And so we even talked about things like merchant fees. And you know what? He totally gets it. And I'd like to think, of course, my kid's a little Einstein, but he's just a normal little 10-year-old. And if you take the time to explain these things, and also if they get lots of practice along the way, they can completely get this stuff. So I think if every 10-year-old sort of understood right away how a credit card works and how electronic money works, I think we'd be better off.
I agree. Now, you mentioned letting kids make mistakes. So how can a parent use this as a teachable moment? How do you let them fail with your system?
Yeah, there's so many great examples. I think one of my favorite examples is when kids get in the tween stage. Typically, they have an area of spending that they're very passionate about. My daughter was very passionate about clothing. Now she's 22. But at the time, we basically said, okay, here's what we're going to do. You make a budget for the year for your clothing. And that's very instructive because kids realize, wow, this really adds up to a lot of money. You know, what seems like a pretty reasonable budget is actually an astounding amount of money, right? Mm-hmm. And so we gave her an annual allowance that equaled that clothing budget. And then we said, you know what? Now you make the spending decisions. So she had a separate account in FAMZOO. The neat thing about FAMZOO is you can set up any number of accounts and allowances and stuff, because there's all these different kinds of scenarios. So she had this clothing account, and she, you know, was making her own spending decisions. And then halfway through the school year, her boyfriend asked her to the prom, and she decided that she absolutely had to have the Neiman Marcus iridescent chiffon gown, which completely torched her budget. And, you know, instead of nerdy dad giving her a lecture about how she was going to regret that or whatever, I said, you know, I gave it my good college try. You know, you probably won't wear that again. Yeah, whatever, Dad. So she purchased it. And I said, you know, as long as you stick by the contract of sticking by the budget. So the wonderful thing was she purchased it, and then she had to go cold turkey on clothing for the last 4 months of the school year.
Oh, my God.
And that was a far more valuable lesson for her, something that really stuck with her versus me arguing with her about it, right? And so the neat thing about numbers and keeping track in an account like this and having the child make the decisions, even making the budget under, you know, your guidance and so forth, and then tracking their own, because they feel in control, they feel empowered, and when they make mistakes, they own up to them because they're their decisions. You know, it's a lot less emotional. And if you've ever had teenagers in your life, you know you don't need additional emotion. So, you know, if you can have a system that helps a teach them and also reduce friction, that's that's a win-win.
Agreed. Because I remember being a teen, and I remember all of the friction. So. Question for you. Can you share with us a success story from one of your website participants?
Oh, well, absolutely. I think to me, what's always a success story to me is when a family finds an incredibly creative way to use it. So we've found that so many families are different, that we've worked with thousands of families over the years now. And one of my favorites is the mom who set up this chore chart system, where if the chore expired, she credited this special account that said the money you could have earned. And so,
man, what a great idea.
So every month, you know, when the kids would blow off their chores or whatever, she'd roll out her account and say, see, this is the money you could have earned. And I thought that was such a clever usage of our system, because we had never sort of envisioned that. And she was able to put that together. So we're all about matching our system to your values. Money and values are so intimately intertwined. So we're not here to tell you like what your money values are. We're here to give you a helpful tool that keeps you on track, because so many parents start something and then it falls by the wayside 2 months later or whatever because it was too hard to keep up, or life is busy. Parents are busy. So the whole thing is, maybe we can use technology to keep things rolling in the background while you're busy and diverted, and it'll be there for you in your next sort of kid financial crisis or whatever. So that's where technology really comes in to help.
Yeah, I mean, what a better, I can't think of a better way to illustrate the economic theory of opportunity cost. I mean,
and anything that runs in an automated fashion in the background, she doesn't have to do anything. She just, you know, rolls it out each month. So we're always looking for ways that we can use technology to simplify and automate stuff that, you know, basically lower the bar for parents to be good money mentors. That's the whole goal with FAMSA.
Well, yeah, because this, you know, as listeners know that are, you know, working to create their own financial wellness and overcoming all of those limiting beliefs they gathered as children, this is one really elegant, streamlined way that I have explored personally to figure out how you can seamlessly integrate it in your lives without having to sit down and create this monthly lecture or have to have structured learning plans. It's an actual, you know, an experiential teaching device.
And yeah, if they have to work hard, that's a real impediment to them following through. And also, a lot of folks are anxious about their own money habits, right? And the neat thing is that, you know, technology can help you sort of feel less anxious about that. You know, the technology is kind of helping you enforce these good habits, and you don't have to be perfect yourself. The neat thing is when parents work with their kids, they often clean up their own habits. So I was
going to say, I bet that it has a reverse effect, because now they're wanting to walk the walk, or wanting to walk the talk. So this has been an incredible discussion with you today, and I'm so delighted that you wanted to be a part of our show. And in addition to being a part of our show, you also have a special offer for Unlock Your Wealth Radio listeners.
Yeah, we do, Heather. It's a coupon code that you can enter when you register your family, and it's UYW for Unlock Your Wealth 2012. So UYW2012, and so that'll give people a 6-month free trial, which is 4 months beyond our typical 2-month free trial. So hopefully that'll be more than enough time for people to figure out, hey, does this work for my family, and is it helping me out?
I think that that's a super offer, and I hope our listeners take us up on that. I am just so grateful that you stopped by to help us learn how to have another resource to educate our children better and for free. For those of you who are driving around, never fear, unlockyourwealthradio.com is here. And that's where you can go to find the coupon code and the link to Bill's website. You are listening to Bill Dwight on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And we will be back with more, including the keys to riches, coming up right after this.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X for Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Duradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Duradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95. at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio with Heather Wagenhals, and I'm so excited that we had Bill Dwight and FamZoo.com on today's episode to help us teach our kids how to manage their money better. And it's the perfect day to match our key, because one of the things that we need to learn as adults is that when we make money decisions, it's never about the money. It's all about the emotion. And that's what we have to figure out, is what's driving our financial decisions. It's not simple, very logical, left brain type of decisions. And the reason why is the way in which we process information and the way the brain is set up. And I'm always talking about this. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast. The Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, building wealth holistically, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And today's key, take emotion out of the picture, is critical in that ability to manage money effectively. Because of the way we process information, first we go through survival mode, fight or flight. You know, our brain was designed for hunting dinosaur and living during a different time, not the time of a website having 50 different icons bombarding you with different types of information and advertising and propaganda about which way to vote, which way to think, what cars you should be driving, what designers you should be wearing in order to impress your friends, and the fact that we have to impress our friends. All of these things, these images come into our lives, whether or not we are consciously focusing on it, because the brain can only focus on 5 to 7 things, plus or minus 2, at any given moment. But our subconscious takes in 4 billion, that's with a B as in boy, that's a big number, 4 billion bits of information every second. So even though you don't think it's going in, That's why music lyrics are so important to your health and well-being. Because, you know, we sing these things automatically, but these are imprinted in our minds, and they influence our decisions. And things that happen to us when we were younger influence our decisions. And our money-isms that we talk about early on, which are our beliefs about money, whether they're right, wrong, or indifferent, these are the things that we believe about money, they influence our ability to respond. Because, again, first brain is survival. Then we have second brain, which is all emotion. And then we have our third brain we reprocess stuff with, that's our logical brain. But we have a stimulus, either external or internal, and we have a thought about it. Do we need, is this a survival issue? If not, then we have an emotion about it. We have a feeling. And then we make our logical decisions based on that feeling. I'll always remember walking into the back room when my friend was doing a sales training at a car dealership, and along the wall was this big phrase posted, "People buy on emotion and justify with reason and logic after the fact." And so salespeople, propaganda, marketers, politicians, they know that you make decisions that way, and so they cater their message to that brain structure. So if they're doing that to you, what are you doing? Unless you're in marketing and advertising, you don't really know that, and you might not even still be addressing those limiting beliefs that you have about money. And what we need to do is learn how to keep our passions in perspective, because love and hate walk the same street hand in hand. The true opposite of love is indifference. And how often are we indifferent about our financial decisions? Probably never. Because it's never about the money. That's what's so amazing. Because we always think it's about the money. And in business and negotiations, when people try to be greedy, we think it's all about the money. But no, it's all about some underlying fear. And we're going to address our fears next week and hope for the best, plan for the worst. So hopefully that's a little carrot dangling on a stick that will entice you to listen. If you are a towards behavior valued person, if you're an away from behavior valued person, if you don't listen next week, you're going to miss out on something super important that could change your life forever. Isn't that interesting? I just gave you a phenomenal example of driven emotion and how I can guide you to be a listener on this show, and a regular one at that. So folks are bombarding you with information, and you are trying to make decisions. And what happens is we get all of these crazy emotions going. And so many different things can be driving this behavior. It could be our, when it comes to luxury good items, if we don't buy that, it's our fear of not being good enough. Or if we don't work super hard in 20 jobs and amass a significant amount of wealth, that we might not have the price tag to enter, you know, that we don't measure up in some way. The fear of not having enough, the fear of not being good enough, the fear of abandonment. Maybe people won't like me if I don't wear these certain clothes. You have all these drivers. And we'll go into those next week and hope for the best, plan for the worst, because most of what we fear is what we do not know or understand. And all we have to do is bring it out in the open, tear it apart, identify it, call a spade, figure out what it is, why it's doing what it's doing, and what we can do to overcome that. So when we make financial decisions that are emotion-based, which is, if you look at all of them, they're going to have a shred of emotion attached to them. But what we need to do and what we need to prepare to do is, because we're going to do this when we break the budget coming up in a few weeks with learning how to create a healthy savings and spending plan, we're not looking about how much is coming in and going out primarily. Yes, that matters, because if you have more going out than coming in, that's a problem. But we're going to be looking at the when and why, and that's how taking emotion out of the picture is so important. You want to be passionate about making money, but you want to be reserved and a little bit more calculating and impartial when it comes to spending it. Also, when it comes to investing it, we want to be prudent when we make those decisions, because we don't just want to make all of our money and then carelessly invest it in something that's high risk, high reward that has a likelihood of not panning out for you. So we want to keep our passions in perspective. And one of the ways that we can do that is notice. Just start noticing when you make an expenditure. Think about it. Is this an impulse decision? Or is this a well-thought-out decision? Is this toward your financial goals? Or is this bringing you further away from your financial goals? And as you ask these questions, you're going to start seeing the emotional drivers behind those. And your emotional drivers are responses that you've conditioned over time to certain fears. So you get a little bit of survival mode playing in. That's when stress happens, when you get an adrenaline dump, but you can't flee and you can't fight. Like when your boss comes down on you. Boy, how many times would you like to punch him in the face? Let me just tell you, I've had more than one of those occasions. And we can't if we want to continue to work there. I mean, ideally we could, but the likelihood of us having a job afterward is pretty slim and none. So taking the ass-whooping off the table, we're left with the adrenaline to fight, but we don't. We can't. We choose not to. So we have this big adrenaline dump, which causes stress in our body, which weakens our systems, and now we're having physiological responses that are shutting off our ability to make logical decisions, and it's just this downward spiral. So what we need to be able to do is break free of that cycle and then start examining the behavior when we are not engaged in that emotion. And that's the key. Because when we start, if you think about how an argument escalates with someone about anything, you know, you think you're right about your political nominee for president and they think they're right. And so while you might think the other one is wrong, if you took a moment to walk in their shoes, they're not seeing themselves as wrong. They're seeing themselves just as right as you are. And so they're impassioned about their argument. And if you notice that the more that someone disagrees with you, the more escalated your engagement to your position becomes. And so you get dug in, and you're less reasonable and less likely to listen to their rationale and consider their side for a moment. And it's because you are so engaged. Again, love and hate walk the same street hand in hand. So the true opposite of love is indifference, and we have to get to that indifferent spot. And it's not likely when we're in the middle of the scenario. And we'll talk more about that next week and why we hope for the best and plan for the worst when the worst isn't happening. Because, again, we lose that third brain. That ability to be rational and reasonable goes away when we start having physiological responses and hormone dumps in our body. And 30 different chemicals get cranking through your body at one particular time to either fight the person that you're engaged with or flee from them for whatever reason. So we have to get to that indifferent portion in our lives. And it's not as easy as it seems when you're in the moment. But there are some specific techniques that you can use that will help you be able to disengage from that emotion in an instant. All you have to do is learn those. It's pretty spectacular. And I am going to tease you right now because we will learn about that after the break. So stay tuned to find out how you can overcome overwhelming emotion and chemical dumps on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back with more after this.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X for Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Duradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Duradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on 2fortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie lose weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've noticed is that the most successful people I know have chosen to guide them on their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robbie Kiyosaki all had chosen. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them change their desires and want to achieve their path to success, they come to accountability where each of these people has something different than that they first were, but it's not the person they are. They do, they can give them a job. And after coaching to be the single edition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Way Foundation now for a free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That's our free number again. 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Stevens Industries. It is done on charger devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio with Heather Wagenhals. I am she, your money mentor, giving you the tools to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. And before the break, we were talking about taking emotion out of the picture, and it can be difficult to make decisions, or next to impossible, when we have this big hormone dump in our bodies. And there's a simple trick, a simple tool to get out of that negative spiral. And think about, you know, this applies, like if you think about it in terms of when you engage somebody in an argument, but you can use this technique when you get engaged in negative spending patterns or bad financial decision making. And I like to refer to our four-legged furry friends for some help. Do you ever notice your dog or cat, when they get up from a nap, when they get ready for a nap, or after a particular event has transpired, they shake? You ever notice that? What they, you know, you're playing ball and with your dog and running back and forth, and then after it's all over, what do? They shake. And then they go off and do whatever they're going to do, take a drink, lay down, blah, blah, blah. Why is that? And what significance does that have? Well, we're all energetic beings. And because they can't communicate verbally, when they switch gears, they, are you ready for this? Drum roll, please. Brrr, shake it off. Have you ever heard somebody say that to you? Like if you're in the middle of a football game, and you have a play that didn't go your way, and then on top of that, the ref gives you a bad call, like perhaps at the beginning of this NFL season. And, you know, what do you do? What do you go say to your buddy when that bad play happens? Dude, just shake it off. Come on. You know, what happens when you have a bad round in boxing? They kind of slap the other guy in the face. Hey, come on, come on. Shake it off. Get out of it. Get out of it. Why do they do that? Because they're trying to reset that mind frame. And why? Because they're trying to get you into a different mode. And by shaking it off is one way to get in that different mindset. It's a powerful technique, and yet we don't even really think about it. And when you're engaged in an argument and you feel like it's going nowhere, sometimes you just jump into that hole. And, hey, you know what? I know this stuff. But it's difficult sometimes, no matter how much you know about how the brain works, to overcome the physiology because those hormones are so powerful. So you have to either interrupt the hormone dump or stay calm when you feel like that scenario is about to happen so you can stay in that rational, reasonable frame of mind. But what we can do once it starts is to shake it off. Physically shake it off. Change the chemistry in your body. Because you know when rage starts building, you're just like, oh my God, I just want to choke the crap out of this person. Why don't they see my point of view? Well, you can't even see anything but your point of view when you get all those hormones going. So what do you have to do? You have to take a step back. Ding, ding, ding. Time out. Whatever you got to do to get that hormone dump to cease. And we can shake it off. We can go off in the corner and take a deep breath. We have to recover our physiology first. And then when we can recover our physiology, stop the hormone dump, stop the rage, stop the engagement, and calm ourselves down, we can then open up that pathway in our brain that will allow us to see a bigger picture. We go from myopic to big picture. And now we can consider another person's point of view. We can consider other options when it comes to making decisions about our finances that we couldn't before we shook it off, took a deep breath, whatever. So we need to get our brains in that other state. And what's so great, because we are electrochemical beings, we can change our state in an instant, just like the snap of your fingers. You can change that. One way is to interrupt, shake it off, change your physiology. If you're sitting down, stand up. If you're standing up, walk away. Whatever you got to do to change that physiology is what must occur in order for you to get into the right frame of mind. And literally, that is not what people think. You know, people think, oh, right frame of mind. I'm not in the wrong frame of mind. Well, if you have to say that, you probably are. In the wrong frame of mind, because we have to make decisions. When we're calm, we can be creative. Calm equals creativity. And then we can get fired up and excited about that process, which dumps different chemicals, which encourages an even wider expanse of the brain. It's so amazing what we can do. Now, once we get out of that state of mind, we can do a couple more things. Now, before we go into making decisions, after we shake it off and interrupted the pattern, we can use another technique called the circle of excellence. And this will give us another powerful tool to not only shake it off and interrupt that pattern that we were in, but now we can deliberately engage us into that excited, empowered state of mind using this circle of excellence technique. And all we're going to do with this circle of excellence technique is we are going to create this imaginary circle on the floor. We're going to draw it in large enough for us to step into in a moment. And then we're going to fill this circle with a specific experience. You want to think back into the recent past of a time you felt good. Maybe you caught the winning pass in a football game. Maybe you delivered a speech and got a standing ovation. Maybe you received a phone call and you got that job promotion. Something specific and tremendous happened in your life. You just received a phone call and heard that you're an aunt or an uncle again. Whatever joyous experience that the minute you start thinking about it, you get into that moment, you want to put that into the circle of excellence. And if you have yet another one that you could put into the circle of excellence, and you want to make sure that this is a moment in time that you can slip into, that you can see it, hear it, feel it, taste it, touch it, absorb that moment. And then when you're ready, once you have built that up, step into that circle, get back into that vision of empowerment. Because the brain cannot tell an imagined event from a memory. and we can recall those and relive them as if they're happening now. The brain is so amazing in that respect. And so, like the brain is the Dewey Decimal System, and then we just got to go to that book on the bookshelf. So we want to look for that exciting book that we can put in that circle of excellence. And we just want to experience the moment. What were you seeing at the time? You know, for me, when I think of getting a standing ovation speaking at a conference, and the tears in people's eyes that were so moved by what I was saying and the impact that I was able to have in their lives to overcome some really debilitating behaviors with regard to money that they have had their entire lives, and within a moment they were able to remove it. And I'm watching these people seeing tears streaming down their face, and they're standing up and applauding, and I can see this, and I can hear the thunderous applause, and I can feel the energy generated from the audience, and it's hit me in the face. I'm coming off the platform. I'm in among the people. They're patting me on the back. They're giving me hugs. They're saying how great it was. I am fully engaged in that moment. And then once you're experiencing it and you're just lit up, then you want to step back out. Hop out of that circle of excellence. And then shake it off. Look around the room. Get back out of it. Now you've just created a circle of excellence that's so powerful. Now what do you want to do? You want to jump back in because it felt really good to be in that circle, didn't it? So step back in. Jump back into that circle of excellence. Be in the middle of that crowd. Catch that winning pass. Sink that winning putt. Dunk that winning shot in basketball. And fully absorb yourself in the moment and really relive that experience. And then hop back out and shake it off. And just be back in the moment. Look around the room, maybe read a book title, notice some magazines on the table, notice the furniture. Now I want you to hop back in that circle of excellence one more time. Catch that winning pass. Feel the emotion of the crowd. Absorb yourself in that moment. And then this time, while you're feeling all that excitement, I want you to take it with you outside of that circle. Take it outside of that circle, and then I want you to bend down and fold up that imaginary circle on the floor. I want you to fold it up neatly. And fold it so it is about the size of a handkerchief. And then I want, while you're still experiencing all that emotion, and now you have it folded into the size of a handkerchief, I want you to place that handkerchief in your breast pocket. Place that handkerchief in your breast pocket. And then at any moment, you feel like you have lost that energy from that circle of excellence, all you have to do is just pat on that breast pocket, and it's right there, and you can jump back into that moment at any given time. This is such a powerful technique. And by being able to engage yourself in a better place, now you have options. You have creativity, spontaneity. Now you can go take a look at that behavior that was debilitating to you, that was limiting you in some way. And now you can learn how to do a six-step reframe to overcome that negative behavior. Because there's some positive intent and purpose in every negative behavior we do. For example, if you are up in the middle of the night sneaking a piece of chocolate cake, you know that that's going to make your fanny fatter by morning. But there's a positive intent and purpose. It's usually to soothe some sort of negative emotion. And spending sometimes does that as well, soothing some sort of negative emotion or some sort of fear that we're experiencing. And so while we're in a positive frame of mind, we can look at it objectively for what it is. We can take it apart and analyze it. We could see it for what it is, that yeah, wow, that's a really crappy behavior. But now I can see, because I'm on the other side of the fence right now, I'm calm and I'm mellow, I'm not engaged in it. I can see that I was trying to self-soothe with that behavior. I was trying to make myself feel better. Like when I ate that piece of chocolate cake, I remember my mom baking chocolate cake when I failed a test, and she wanted to make me feel better about that test, so she gave me a piece of chocolate cake. So that chocolate cake represents love and acceptance when I'm experiencing a moment of failure. And so we reach for things like chocolate cake or our wallets with credit card cash to soothe ourselves. And so when we are not in that emotional state of self-soothing, we can look at it objectively when we're in a positive frame of mind. And so that's how shaking it off and the circle of excellence can be so powerful in getting you where you want to go emotionally. And by keeping our passions in perspective, by being prudent with our financial choices, but being passionate about making our money, we can slowly turn back those hands of time and recapture ourselves from this process, and from here forward start making more effective decisions when it comes to our money. Because what did we learn today? Making financial decisions is not about the money. It's about the emotions behind the money. And what's behind those emotions are fears that drive our survival mechanisms. So that's it for this week's key in our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series for Take Emotion Out of the Picture. Our key statement this week is, I know that I work hard for my money and I feel that I'm entitled to spend it any way I please. However, to be truly successful at managing my money, I need to keep my passions in perspective. Being excited and passionate about making money, and conservative and prudent when spending it. Our key affirmation for this week is, I detach my emotions when managing my money. I detach from my emotions when managing my money. Our key commitment for this week is, I commit to leaving my emotions out of my everyday money decisions. I commit to leaving my emotions out of my everyday money decisions. And this week's key action item is, when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed with emotion to the point of potentially spending impulsively, walk away, shake it off, take a deep breath, and allow yourself to calm down, because the creativity comes in the calm. Then you can whip out your circle of excellence and reestablish a positive frame of mind. And then, once you are in a positive frame of mind, you can be objective and you can ask yourself, is there a positive return on this financial expenditure? Is this expenditure going to make me money down the road, or is it going to be the end of the road for this dollar as I invest it into this material object that's not going to return anything but gratification and pleasure? And what is driving this financial behavior? What emotion am I experiencing that is causing me to make a choice that's detrimental? And how do we explore those fears that we have about ourselves that are translating into poor financial decisions? And as we start focusing on putting our money where it's going to have a positive return and it's going to benefit us in some way other than an instant gratification moment, as we do this, each and every time we take this task on, we are going to get better and better and better at it. So that's all for this week's key. That's your homework assignment. Good luck with it. And you can always find us and fabulous resources like the tools for this week's key at our website, www.unlockyourwealthradio.com. I'm Heather Wagenhall, thanking you so much for joining us today, for allowing us to be a part of your financial lives and allowing us into your personal lives, and for enjoying all of the tools we have available for you at www.unlockyourwealthradio.com, where you go to get the tools to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Heather Wagenhals saying go out and make it a prosperous day.